This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. A Missouri House committee adopted a measure to stop the state revenue department from scanning driver's license applicants' personal documents. But today, the committee balked at moving forward with a plan that would remove the department from the concealed weapons permitting process. The Senate has passed a similar bill, which includes the scanning ban, but also gave county sheriffs the authority to print concealed weapons permits. Currently, the sheriffs issue the permits, while the revenue department prints the endorsement. The legislation responds to the department procedure, which required local license clerks to scan documents into a state computer system. Governor Jay Nixon announced in early April the department would stop scanning concealed weapons information. A bankruptcy hearing is underway over a coal company's quest to significantly cut health care and pension benefits for its union workers who protest the move. The legal tussle being argued this week in St. Louis between Patriot Coal Corporation and the United Mine Workers of America may be the most contentious issue tied to the Patriot's Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The hearing could last through Friday. Patriot was spun off of from Peabody Energy Corporation in 2007. Patriot hit hard times in recent years, with the company citing exceptionally soft coal markets, rising costs, and unsustainable legacy liabilities tied to the spinoff. The union says Patriot was set up to fail in a deliberate plan to end benefit obligations to retirees. Patriot and Peabody deny that claim. A Missouri Senate committee has passed legislation that puts restrictions on the use of abortion-inducing drugs. The bill would require the prescribing doctor to be physically present whenever a patient takes any medication designed to terminate a pregnancy. Supporters say it's designed to prevent so-called webcam abortions, in which a doctor at another location instructs the patient on taking the medicine. Michelle Trupiano with Planned Parenthood spoke against the bill, saying the procedures being used are safe.
The proponents of this bill do not like access to abortion services, so let's not kid ourselves and say that this is about safety and about women's health, because we know it's not about safety. It's about doing everything that they can to restrict access to abortion services.
The bill passed the Senate Judiciary Committee on a strictly party-line vote. The full Senate has less than 3 weeks to decide whether to take up the bill for debate and either send it to the governor or make changes and send it back to the House. The federal government is giving the city of Joplin a deal on two fire engines it loaned the city after the 2011 tornado. The Federal Emergency Management Agency bought the trucks as loaners and allowed the city to use them after two of its fire stations were destroyed by the May 2011 tornado. Fire Chief Mitch Randles says the city will pay $233,000 for the two 2010 engines. They would have cost more than $600,000 combined if purchased new. Randles says the truck should last at least 20 years. The Joplin Globe reports the city has also approved construction bids on two new fire stations, and groundwork has begun at the sites. For KBI News, I'm James Parham.